Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et laetabo. Quia respexisti humilitatem mea.
First of March 2019, The Trust to God, Part 2. As faithful people, we should not build the life on our own human nature. We have to live in God and out of God. His love, His word is our safety. And this will keep our house when storms are coming. In trust and faith, we take our safety in God. And with this, we are on a very solid ground. This trust to God should be principal and absolute, not depending on our emotions. Because we cannot say, because of our own experience, if God is close or not. But what you can say is that God always loves us, and this is a speech of our faith. A strong contradiction to this trust is mistrust. Mistrust is always hurting love. And this we also can understand out of our human experience. A human being who is always looking to us with mistrust, we cannot do something really good in his eyes. Always he will understand the situations as if they would be against him. Even if we can say it's not like this, because mistrust is poisoning our heart. And we have to learn to work with such a mistrust, that it will not darken the relationship to God. It brings poison into the relationship. That might be a very difficult fight, which we have to fight in the inside of our heart, that we are putting acts of trust, ask God for His Holy Spirit to see things from His perspective. We have to activate our trust also when we always are going to the same sins and mistakes. That might be difficult because we are disappointed of ourselves, or we blame ourselves and we feel not worthy. Yes, that's understandable, but God loves is still with us. He wants to forgive and to strengthen us again. And this trust should be also with us when it seems that our prayers does not show any result. Because no prayer which we really give to God is without any result, even if we don't see it. It's the same when we have misfortune or suffering. If we carry this in the Lord, even if we don't notice that, it will be fruitful. This is, of course, an expression of faith and trust. And this trust we also have to practice if we have a lot of fear, or if poverty is coming into our life. God will show us a way, and we have to hold this. A strong difficulty is when we have fear. But the Lord says, in the world you have fear, but please, I have overcome the world. Because when we have fear, we follow more the fear than the reality. We are so much in fear what can happen, and so it starts to get very big and has a strong meaning. Let's say we fear that we get ill, and when we have a lot of fear, then this sickness is so big that we don't carry it to the Lord. We only are busy with the fear of the sickness. Trust is a key. Also, when we get a lot of tasks or important things to do and we don't feel that we have the possibility to do it, let us trust to God and do not just think from our own branches. We should not lose heart. Therefore, we should also not lose heart if we have darkness inside. No, we can trust God will be with us. And trust is not like a natural optimism, like everything will be good. No, trust means to lay on God, to bring all his hope to God, to trust him. And this trust will bring us out of disorientation, of irritations, of lack of peace, and will give us courage to say yes to the life and to this, what we have to do. And how we can win this trust? We should meditate the word of God. When it speaks of the trust to God, we will find a lot. We can think about our life and see how often God saved us, how he accompanied our life. We should thank the Lord and take over all situations out of his hands. This will make our heart receptive. Also, we can always pray for trust and God will answer. And also, we have to learn if there is mistrust or we are not thankful inside of us. We have to be watchful about our feelings and thoughts, that we always open them to the Spirit of the Lord. Also, good literature can help us to strengthen the trust in God and to have the right trust to the human being. Also, we can listen to testimonies of other people who are telling stories about how they trust the Lord and what happened. All this might help us to grow in trust. This we can do each day. It will liberate our life, and God can be glorified in our life. Because if we live in a great trust, God a little bit comes back from paradise, like it had been before the sin fall. Something of the normal, clear, familiar relationship with God. And then the love relationship between God and us has a wonderful light. And this might be also important for other people, and they will be attracted to know about this wonderful God whom we trust.
The entrance verse of today is a part of Psalm 31 and says, "I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me."
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundar in eternum. In justitia tua libera me. Ego autem in domino speravi. Exultabo et letabo. Respexisti humilitas.